Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy and everyone. This is now the Wednesday, I think the 22nd of January it'll be aired. And
good morning.
We're headed into January with full force and interesting times, as we know. Matter of fact, and we didn't mention this yesterday or Monday, I guess it was, January 20th will be the inauguration of the new president.
Oh, wow.
So it has happened, and probably in
we assume
days,
it has.
In 2 days, there's been a lot happening in 2 days. So when we catch up with this, by the way, the one thing we do when we try to do our end times is we don't tape those so far ahead.
Right. So if you're ever looking for something a little more real time,
yeah,
you can count on us not doing those too far in advance. So those are a little more real time.
We'll be catching up. And the first couple of weeks of January, actually, we had, hopefully, and if you haven't listened to it, I'd urge you to go back and listen to it. We had a good friend, Eric, and Pastor Ephraim from Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And the end of November and into December, there's unbelievable stuff happening in Israel, which we're going to record actually a couple of days from now, which we're in the middle of December, and that'll air in the 1st of January. And there's so much going on and so critical stuff going on that you'll love hearing what they have to say. We've already got our questions lined up, you know, like,
yeah, absolutely.
How's that working? So that'll be fun. But as we've been discovering about this primer to kind of remind everybody of the process of God's will is we talked the last couple of times about surrender. And surrender, it looks like neutrality.
Right.
Of am I truly neutral? And the question is really simple. Whatever I tell you is my will, are you willing to follow it?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you gonna struggle to do it because it doesn't match what you want, or you want something,
right,
and you're trying to make it happen, or trying to make God what you think, pray and ask him to do it. And this concept of neutrality is such a big, important thing, because Jesus said you have to deny self, take up the cross and follow me. And we can't get to the following him part until we deny self. Why?
Right.
Well, because he's the king. He lives in the kingdom. We are joining him in the kingdom. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And we are seeking his will because he's the king and I'm not. And he knows better than me. And his will is best and none better. If we don't do that, see, we automatically go outside the kingdom, back into the world where he says, get behind me, Satan. You're actually following the life of Satan and thwarting my will, even if you have good things in mind. It takes a requirement to let me be the king. And you let me be the king because my will is delightful. My will is spectacular. I will resolve all your problems. And again, we keep saying his will doesn't pull us out of that place of trouble.
Right.
In terms of you're going to be absent of having any difficulty. Now you're going to have difficulty. You're going to have surprises. You're going to have self-centered people. All kinds of stuff happen. They're like, man, that didn't feel very good.
Mm-hmm.
But God says, I'll guide you if you go to neutrality. And that's why you and Dan and me, Linda and I, we keep focusing on that first. You know, are you neutral? And it's really simple. Yes or no? No. Okay. Stay with God until you get neutral.
Right.
And that's an important thing. Now, once you're neutral, now we're on the following him part. And the key is to process everything we learn as truth along the way. And that dictates and guides us into his will, because he says, I got to reveal truth to you. And when you receive the truth, then you say, okay, now that I know that, now what? Now, we would prefer, just give me the answer. You know, here I'm working on, you know, a new project, or hey, I'm looking to buy a new house. Just tell me where I'm supposed to buy.
Right. And in fact, we would prefer to just get the answer. And we're even okay with, give me the answer and then go ahead and tell me steps 1 to 12 to get there. And I'll do the steps, but just let me do my thing then. And I'll just follow what you said. And so like, we just really do you know, the culture feeds us that all the time, that we are strong and capable and intelligent people, and we can do it on our own, you know? And so we even want to just treat God that way and just have him, even when we have an idea that we should surrender, you know, okay, well, I'll surrender, give me the idea, and then let me do it on my own,
right?
You know?
That's right. So then, well, how do we do that? So let's go to John chapter 3. Verses 21 to 22. Now, this is interesting because this follows. Think about the verses this follows. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And that he said that you stand condemned. And if you believe, you pass from condemnation to life. And it's a requirement to live the life of God by believing that Jesus fulfilled what he did, so that we could then live that life. So he gives that statement. So everybody knows those verses, but they don't go all the way to 22.
Mm-hmm.
So read verses 21 and 22, and then we'll process those.
But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God. After these things, Jesus and his disciples came into the land of Judea, and there he remained with them and baptized.
Okay, I think I actually started one verse behind. So let me go there. I think it's John 3. And let me have you start earlier. Yeah, sorry. It's verse 21.
Ah, that makes a little more sense. Okay. You know, maybe somebody needed to hear 22 today too.
That's it.
So there you go. It's never returns void. So John 3, 20 to 21. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God.
Yeah. So after he says to come and know me, for God so loved the world, he says, now, I do want to add this element of following me, and that he says, if you don't come to the light, he calls it evil.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, why? Now, the word evil, you know, isn't dark, awful, black. It's that you are walking in things of the world that are not going to wind up being good for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to irritate, frustrate you, cause you difficulty. You're going to be burdened. You're going to be heavy in your heart. You're going to be worried. You're not going to have peace. And he said, the reason that you're there is why? You didn't go to what? The light.
Right.
Okay. And he defines the light. And read verse 21 again.
But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God.
Yeah, that I come to the truth. What's the truth? And the word there, see, isn't theological truth. It's the truth about the thing that I need light for. And think about it. Why would I need light?
Because I don't know what to do.
I don't know. I don't know which way to go. I need a decision. I've got a fork in the road. I got a problem. I have an adversity. I have difficulty. I'm not sure how to resolve this. And I need guidance, light. In other words, the word, he said this in Psalms, the word is a lamp unto my feet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? A light. I got to hear your voice. What do you have to say? Show me the way. Give me the truth about that. So like, for example, we use Joshua as, remember we said last time that it was 2 days ago, where he was trying to learn to surrender.
Right.
And Jesus shows up. Are you for me or not? Nope. Sorry, I asked the wrong question. What do you have to say to your servant? Mm-hmm. Which is then, what's the truth? Okay, so he defeats Jericho, march around the city 7 times, blow the trumpets, and the walls will fall in, and you'll defeat him. And he does. The next city is Ai. Oh, I got this.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes and gets defeated. Comes back, you know, oh man, this is a mess. And God says, yeah, it is a mess. He said, you forgot 2 things. He said, you forgot to ask me, what do I have to say?
Mm-hmm.
And so as you're pursuing truth, think about how simple this is. If I need to know the truth, who should I go ask?
God.
Okay. And what will he promise to do?
To tell you.
I'll reveal to you the truth of this situation so that you now know what's true. And then I'll help you take the next step based upon that truth. And let me try to help understand why this is so critical, is that the path is dynamic, and it's not a tunnel. A tunnel is I get in the tunnel And all I got to do is stay in the tunnel.
Yeah. Let's talk about that, because it's dynamic because of all the different forces at work too, right? Because you have free will, you have other people involved who aren't following God. So all of these things can change the path. And so that's where responsive obedience to what God says and constant surrender and asking is so important, because even, you know, where he's getting you, there may be some GPS redirecting along the way multiple times. We see that with Paul on his missionary journeys, right?
Yeah. And that because it's not a tunnel, it's on the surface, and that surface is a path, and it has lots of environmental things going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's situations like people that I know, you know, deal with, you know, real estate and stuff, and they have to get permits from the town. And however that town wants to operate is going to be based on the truth, because that they may say, you know, we're not going to let you do that, or we're going to do something that's going to harm you because we have the power to do so. And it's not about, well, they shouldn't do that. That's not fair. God says, I don't think the world's very fair.
Right. But I can direct you through this.
I'm not exempting you from that, but I have a resolution to that. I just need you to understand something of what is true. And then based upon that truth, you know, now what? So that when God said, yeah, you made a mistake by not asking me, he said, now, had you asked me, I would have told you some new truth that you didn't know. What? I told you not to take things when you went to Jericho.
Right.
Somebody in your camp took something. They disobeyed, and there's sin in the camp. And we're not going any further until you clean up that sin.
Mm-hmm.
That's truth. Now, by the way, did God plan that to happen? No. Did he ordain that to happen? No. As a matter of fact, he said the opposite. If you don't do that, it'll be well for you. And so he just said, but I need to show you the truth. And now, Joshua, do you understand the truth?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Before we go any further, because of the truth I just showed you that just happened, why? Because of free will.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do something about that. And here's what I'm asking you to do. Now, was that planned? No. Was it a tunnel and Joshua didn't have to worry about it? No. It happened. It's true. And it had to be revealed.
Mm-hmm.
When? Step by step by step. So he said, if you have a heart to go to the light, you'll be of God. And you're always pursuing, okay, show me the truth about this scenario so that I understand it and I receive it and I go forward based upon that truth.
Right.
And I'm not going to deny it. And I'm not going to say it's not right or it's not fair or how come. I'll just say, now that I know that, which direction do you want me to go with this? Because I know you're going to bring a resolution. Because by the way, none of that stops him, but it may be done in a different way. And that's what we have to understand. So, and he said, if you don't have a heart to go to the truth, the light, I'm going to call it evil. Why? Because you're going to fumble around and you think it's right, but it's not. And you're not walking with me. You're actually walking with the enemy and you're never going to get there.
Right.
So it's kind of your choice. Are you going to walk to the light or not? You know.
And by the way, him getting us there, part of that is that he will be glorified in that. And so that's why it really is such a big deal, not even just for us that we follow, but for God to get the glory. I think about in Ezekiel when he talks about how the Israelites profaned his name by ending up being scattered, you know, because he wanted them in one place. So his glory was seen upon them. And it was just known as they were in unity together that it was his glory that was protecting, providing all of these things. And so, you know, it is not just our end result, but actually what God is wanting to accomplish in and through us and making his name known to others that is important in all of it as well.
Yep. Go to Psalm 25, verses 1 to 6. Psalm 25, 1 to 6.
To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Indeed, let no one who waits on you be ashamed. Let those be ashamed who deal treacherously without cause. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindness, for they are from of old.
So he says in verse 6, the word there for loving kindness is covenant loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
Is that I'm going to keep in front of me that you're going to deliver the covenant because you're loyal to the covenant on my behalf, and I can trust it. And by the way, we have a whole course called The Covenant that if you're not familiar with this or have an in-depth understanding of it, this would be a good thing to go and take that course, because it's such a critical piece of how we function and receive God's will, is that I believe the covenant is true and he's going to bless me make me a blessing. It doesn't mean I don't have trouble. It doesn't mean I'm not going to experience difficulty, but he'll resolve it. And he says, I want to keep that in front of me. And that way, if I believe that, and that his will is always to move me to the covenant, by the way, with no timeline to that,
right?
We got to be careful with that, is that, well, it didn't happen. You know, I thought it was going to happen this week and it didn't happen. He says, no, I said, there's a process to that. But trust me, if I believe that, what would I do? About his will.
You would follow it.
I'll go seek it.
Yeah.
I'll go absolutely seek it. Because of what? I believe that's where it's going. And you used the word before, delightful. Why? Because it's going to be the covenant. And and by the way, it's not, there's not a single answer. It's not, here's, I want you to resolve it the way I want to, is that I'm leading you to blessing, including you might have difficulty, you might be persecution, you might have hardship, but I'm going to deliver, you know, my covenant to the process. And then he says in verse 4, what does he promise to do? For verses 4 and 5, what does he say?
It says, show me your ways, O Lord, teach me your paths, lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day.
Yep.
So he says, wants him to lead and to guide step by step. Yep.
Lead me on your path. So keep, and this is kind of why we want to do the primer, is really about this, is that God's will is a path, not a destination.
Right.
It's a walking process, not a final answer, and then I'll see you later. It's step by step by step by step by step. You're always going to be on a path, and there's going to be lots of forks in the road, and there's going to be lots of things in the way that have to be processed through. And he says, lead me on your path.
Mm-hmm.
So I recognize I'm on a path, which implies steps. And I just need to learn to take the steps. I actually don't even need to know what is going to happen, you know, a month from now on that path. I just need to stay on the path I'm on now.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of know, you know, where I'm headed. Like, for example, you know, we are part of Abide Ministry. That's a big path for us.
Mm-hmm.
We know we're on that path. Okay, Father, what do you have to show us now about that? Now, he could say sometime, okay, I'm ending that for you. I'm going to have you do something else. But at the moment, that's our path.
Right.
So that's okay. You kind of know the path you're on, and you might have some things come up. But it's not that whatever. It's that, well, in the confines of my marriage or the confines of my work or the confines of my ministry, what path am I on? And by the way, keep thinking, because we have all these different things going on, there are multiple paths at once.
Mm-hmm.
So Linda and I have an Abide Ministry path.
Right.
Lots of questions, lots of what about now stuff. At the same time, we have things about our kids and grandkids.
Right.
What about them?
Your company and all kinds of different things.
About these other things that we have to process step by step by step. And we don't know, we're not on a single path. We're on multiple paths and what we call unresolved issues that all have to get resolved. And we got to push them all forward. And he says, let me guide you on those paths and I will lead you into truth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, again, what's the truth? The truth is, what is true about this particular situation? And you got to understand it and then take a step toward learning more truth as we're going down that path. And we always receive the truth and trust the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is true.
That's the truth. Trusting the truth, I think, is important as you look at the beginning of that passage where it says, you know, to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. My God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Just stopping right there, that word for ashamed also translates as disappointed. And I think sometimes that is one of our hesitations when we're seeking his will, or even when we are trying to follow something, that we get worried that we are going to be disappointed or ashamed, or bring disappointment or shame to him, that we think we're following him and then it doesn't turn out like it looks and we make God look bad. I've even heard that one before. Well, I'm going to make God look bad if I do that, you know, that sort of thing. And it's interesting. I don't know, the ways that the enemy likes to deceive us and play with our heart and our mind in a way that we will warp things when we know God is good. We let fear step in. And what if we're ashamed? What if we're disappointed? What if God doesn't look like who I think God is? I mean, we play all kinds of questions in that, right?
Right. Yeah. And as we're always willing to receive the truth and then God help us understand the truth, because it's not a system.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no formula to it. It's all based on, okay, now that I know this, you know, what does that mean to me?
Right.
What do you want? What do you have to say to me about it? What step do you want me to take? Now, for example, you could be going down your path and you have an obstacle. And that's true. You have a real mm-hmm. obstacle. Well, it doesn't mean, okay, because I have an obstacle, I got to go do something different.
Right.
Given that I have an obstacle, Father, what do you have to say about this? Mm-hmm. By the way, one of the things he can say is, oh, this is just the enemy trying to thwart my will.
Right.
So I actually need you to stand against this and let me blow it apart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or, yeah, you know what? This is a real obstacle and they are not going to change their mind or they're not going to be fair with you. I have a different way now for you to walk and I'll show you.
But I'll still get you there.
But based on what? The truth that I just showed you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the key. And we'll explore this more as we go further, because this is really the issue of how do I really discover God's will
mm-hmm.
step by step by step. And basically, as we're starting to pull this together, it's based on truth. Help me understand that truth. And what do you have to say about that truth? And then two is that you will guide me
mm-hmm.
into the next step. And I don't need to worry about the whole thing. I just need to worry about the next step.
Right.
And what is it that you're asking me to take, which a lot of times is, well, before we even think about solution, mm-hmm. there's some things I need you to understand about this. Like I was talking about with this couple where the woman wife was saying, I'm not sure what I want to do next. She jumped to solution. Well, you know, mm-hmm. What should I do? And God said, well, before we go there, a step I want you to take is tell me what's inside your heart. And you and I will process that a little bit. And out of that will come understanding and clarity. And now based on that, do you see the truth of that I'm trying mm-hmm. to show you? Now I'll give you a step to take toward that solution.
Right.
But don't leap over it. Because actually the step that I need you to take is just start dialoguing with me about this. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. By the way, don't judge it. Don't censor
right.
it. Don't, oh, I shouldn't say that, you know, I shouldn't feel that way.
Or I shouldn't feel that, yes.
Yeah. If you feel that way, put it down there. That's okay. I'm worried. I'm frustrated. I'm not sure. Write it down. You know, by the way, this is in a couple, and I do a lot of work with couples. One of the big questions that's always on the table is, what's our financial future going to look like?
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't spent much time on it. It's legitimate, but it's almost like, I shouldn't really say so, and I really shouldn't bring it up, and I guess we're just supposed to trust God. And God says, well, you don't need to define your own trust. Why don't you just talk to me about it?
Right, right.
And
I may have specific instruction for you. Yeah.
Well, yeah. And see, a step, and this is, remember, these are all based on truth of the Bible, is he said a good business person, a good, you know, farmer knows the state of his flock.
Mm-hmm.
They know the cost. He said, well, if you're going to understand your budget, what is the budget? See?
Right, right.
Put it together. Eh, it won't be pretty. That's okay. Don't worry about that. Just what is it?
Yep.
From there, I will start guiding you step by step by step. I want to bless you financially, and I need you to understand the truth, and I'll show you the way
mm-hmm.
step by step how I'm going to bless you, your finances. Because finances, by the way, it isn't about wealth. It's about freedom.
Right. And so there can be some pruning he needs to do, all kinds of different things, right?
All kinds of things. I want to bless you. I want you to save up. It says to have safety net. There's all kinds of things to do. And by the way, tithing is a big part of it. So there's lots to it. Well, let's take those step by step by step. Why? Well, because you're concerned about your finances.
Mm-hmm.
God said, that's okay. Are you willing to walk with me on the path based on the truth? And I'll give you
right.
the truth. And we'll pursue this a little bit further, because we got to try to, I want to make this crystal clear. And I know even now as I'm saying it, it's not crystal clear.
Right, right.
So we'll try to get there. So Heavenly Father, we thank you that you said you'll guide us on your paths. You'll lead us into truth. You'll remember the covenant. You'll show us the way. That's what we all want. We want to know the way. We want to have the truth. And we want to have the covenant be part of our life. And so we just pray that we'll understand this process of teaching and learning and step by step. And how does that mean? How do we understand truth? Help us to really have a clarity about that, that we can understand it. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Rich. Maybe next time, just to help bring the clarity, maybe we just take an episode and take an issue start to finish
yeah.
that either one of us has walked through and kind of recount the steps and the forks in the road that we hit and then how God directed, and let people see what it looks like mapped out in action, just as an example. Yep. You know,
that'd be good.
That could help bring some clarity too. Thank you for joining us. If you have questions from today's podcast, be sure to send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.